Voice of Hazard Show. The Skooks of Hazard Show. The Skooks of Hazard Show. The Skooks of Hazard Show.
Wake up, everybody. It's the Skooks of Hazard Show.
Kerplash.
It's episode 53 of the Skooks of Hazard Show. What's going on, everybody? Eric here, Josh with me.
And Brian.
Special guest, Paul. How you doing, buddy?
How's it going?
Paul's back, everybody.
Paul Fjord
is, he's...
faux CEO of Fjord Motor Company.
Yep.
You, everybody remember Paul?
Yeah.
So what's going on? It's episode 53. I guess we're gonna
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we're gonna do some news. You know, typical. Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do some magic tricks.
Yeah.
We'll tell you all about them.
It'll be great radio.
I just made that thing disappear, and a bunch of our listeners.
We got some games we're gonna play today. It's gonna be fun. So why don't we just jump right into it? News, right?
Okay. Yeah.
News.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Unless anybody has some other stuff to talk
about.
Nope, news has started.
I'm excited to talk about the news.
All right, everybody, shut up.
Now, new things you need know about.
New things you need to know about. Josh, what are some new things that we need to know about?
Oh, okay. Well, the first thing I'm going to talk about today, it's an international news story. Apparently, at a Maltese festival, climbing the greasy pole is part of the fun. We're going to talk about it right here.
What?
All right. For more than a century, locals in a small Maltese town of St. Julian's have celebrated their patron saint by running up a steeply angled log smeared with lard, protruding over the sea. So these idiots.
This is news.
Yes, this is absolutely news. Why are they going up there? I'll tell you. To get a flag.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is this like the Malta, like, national sport?
Oh yeah, look at this thing.
So let me look at this.
It's a pole about 30 feet long,
and it's filled with lard.
Yes, and it's just
lard.
Covered in lard, and people gotta run up it
to get a flag.
Yes, to impress their patron saint.
Oh, well, that's weird.
Well, they do it so they don't get swallowed up by hurricanes.
Hey, religion.
Yeah.
another victory for religion.
Yeah, dude. Climbing up poles is, you know, it's very similar Christ.
That's how I learned
climb
how to...
one. His last one, but his wasn't covered in lard.
No?
No, Simon wouldn't have dragged it along if it wouldn't have... He would have kept dropping it. Oops.
That would have made it even tougher.
Sorry about that,
as
Lord.
It must have been all the
as
lard.
If, as if
maybe they misunderstood, and you're supposed to cover it with the Lord.
I mean, that would make it harder. I mean, crucifixion is supposed to be, you know, awful.
Yes.
I mean, dropping your cross over and over and over again.
One of the guys said...
pretty annoying.
He goes...
It would be annoying.
While I stand there, right before I go up, I have a bad feeling in my gut that something might go wrong, which is very common. But adrenaline rush overcomes that bad feeling, which pushes me to go and then kaplash right into the sea because of that lard.
I mean,
but here's the thing. They don't get wet because the lard covers them.
Right.
You know, kind of like a duck.
Right. I mean, you got to think about it like this. You're already getting whipped and, you know, kicked and everything. You know, then your cross is greasy and you drop it. That's annoying. Right? Not only are you in physical pain, but you're like, fuck, I dropped that again. Then you got to pick it up.
Pick it up again. Nobody's going to help you.
No.
They're not supposed to.
Well, they can't because it's covered in lard.
Right.
It's slippery. It's a slippery cross. And then you're never mind.
It's
what is happening to our mics?
I don't know.
Did anybody hear that?
Nope, not me.
Our mics were cutting in and out.
Our next story comes to us from the United Kingdom.
More international news.
Yeah, I think it's all international today from me anyway. We have, I don't know, this one went viral this week, so hopefully some people out there know what I'm talking about. This woman from Viral Poo Window story speaks out.
Wait, what?
This woman.
Viral Poo?
Viral Poo Window story
Okay.
speaks out.
All right.
She calls herself the shamed Shirehampton shitslinger.
Oh, this lady, yeah.
The woman at the center of a recent viral news story about getting stuck in a window whilst trying to retrieve feces she had thrown has now spoken out about the incident. The postgraduate student, Liam Smith from Bristol, recently lodged a GoFundMe campaign after a Tinder date to Nando's went awry. The crowdfunding page has since raised thousands of pounds, because that's what they use over there. Pounds, baby, pounds.
Right.
After man found his quest to replace the window broken by a Tinder date attempting to retrieve her own excrement, highly amusing.
So what? So she threw it into the house?
No, she went, I guess, to take a shit. We had a lovely wait, hold on. Let's.
So she was trying to get the poo out of the toilet.
Yeah.
So what, she didn't flush it? What? Wait a minute.
This is what Liam
says.
This
doesn't make sense.
This is what Liam says. He goes, after we had a lovely evening and enjoyed each other's company very much. Uh-huh. After our meal, we repaired back to my house for a bottle of wine. That's what it said, repaired. For a bottle of wine and a Scientology documentary.
Oh, my God.
About an hour into the Louis Theroux and chill, my date got up to use the toilet. She returned with a panic look in her eye, and she told me something. She had to tell me something. He added, I went for a poo in your toilet, she told me, and it would not flush. I don't know why I did this, but I panicked.
This
she
is the
continued.
Worst date ever.
Wow.
I reached into the toilet bowl, wrapped it in a tissue paper, and threw it out the window. But instead of depositing the window or the poo into the outside garden, it fell into a narrow gap of about a foot and a half between outside and double glazed window, an area that Liam calls a twilight zone. So the date then offered to attempt to squeeze through the window to recover the excrement. However, she then became trapped. After 15 minutes of fearing for her safety, Liam then called the fire brigade, not anyway affiliated with Mouth Brigade, to come to her rescue. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is quite
a news. Date. Hey, you want to come back to my... Nothing will get your pussy, like, you know.
Maybe
hey, you want to come back to my place and watch this fucking boring-ass shit documentary?
Maybe she read that book called Shit in a Window by Who Flung Poo.
I come back here, I'll convert you to Scientology.
Scientology literally scared the shit out of her.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, man. Is that the last news story you have?
No, I believe
I have one, actually. I thought...
I was kidnapped by ISIS.
Oh, were you?
Okay, yeah. We could talk about
in
that.
In America?
For sure, yeah. They have troops all over.
I was. Wow. You know, I wouldn't talk about it. It happened.
Okay.
The only reason I'm here is because I had to blow him, but what would you do?
What would I do?
You know? What was I not supposed to
blowing him's a good fucking... Yeah.
Blow I them? Promise I'm 43 virgins.
If you got to blow somebody to get, you know, free, you got to do what you got to do, Paul.
That's right.
So
I didn't know it was a guy. I just thought it was.
You didn't. The beard wasn't a dead giveaway.
I just brought a picture up here on the television set in the studio. This is an actual kid's homework.
From 1998.
the homework's from 1998.
By the Evan Motor Corporation.
But one of my friends posted this. And I thought this was hilarious. This was her son's homework. He's a third grader.
Wow.
So everybody out there, this picture is a picture of a school homework assignment that says, which word is spelled correctly, cum, or come? And the first cum is spelled C-U-M. Then it's C-O-M-E.
Like a jackalope.
K-O-M-E.
Yeah.
So...
And he got it wrong.
He got it wrong. He's like, that's fucking busting. You know?
I mean, I've seen my dad write cum like several times in messages to my mother, so yeah. I know how it's spelled.
Yeah. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
And that seems to have brought the show to a steady halt.
Yeah.
I was just looking.
We were just talking about funny stuff, and then I had to do this.
Hey,
the word is cap. Like,
yeah,
what,
yeah.
Caps.
What's the deal with
it's that? It's like they're yelling that at you. Which word is spelled correctly?
What school is this from?
This is, I think it's McAdoo, Hazleton
area. Really?
Yeah.
McAdoo.
Yeah.
Did you know McAdoo and Hazleton are in two different counties, though?
Huh? Yeah, McAdoo's.
It's part of the Skook, yeah. It's part of the Skook. Some people forget about that.
This could be local Skook news. That's the first story ever on
That's a Macadon't, okay? So let's move on. Jig Bonesy over here, the fucking Joshua.
Oh, wait, hold on. But I got something else, too. Hold on a second here. Hold on a second. You remember Herbert Allen?
I do. Herbert D. Allen.
Paul has no clue who Herbert Allen is. My brother Jared knows this guy, Herbert. He was a porn star, and he's been out of work. And do you remember last time he was on the show, we said he was going to come and be our weatherman?
Yeah.
So I got, you know, with all the hurricanes in the news lately, I figure what a perfect time to introduce the news segment. Or the weather segment.
Yeah, segment.
After the news segment. I misspoke.
I mean, I still have news, but we could talk about it after the weather.
Yeah, well, the weather's part of the news.
Back to you, Jared.
this is like a real news broadcast.
Yeah, it is.
We could fucking take over like NBC Nightly News or something.
Or they're midnightly.
Or not at all. Here's Herbert with the weather.
Hey, Alexa. Play my favorite song. I have to do the weather.
Oh, he's got Alexa.
This is his favorite song.
Not this song. Alexa, play that other song I like.
Oh, there it is.
It's Cooper County. It's going to be in the 70s all week. I don't remember much of the 70s. The only thing that I do remember is cranking the Bee Gees record up to 11. They told me, Herbert, you can't do that. Well, fuck you, I just did.
I'm supposed to be doing the weather, Herbert.
It's gonna get cold at night, so you better warm up your girl. Poor guy, or a transgender albino that I met at a bar last night. What? That was a fun night. And it's gonna be raining next week. And I know that you're gonna get wet. Because if you stand outside, you're gonna get wet. Right, Josh? Wait, you don't have to answer that. I'll answer it for you. If you step outside, you will get wet. And on that note, back to you guys.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
The Skooks of Hazard Show.
Well, that was the worst weather
Thank
segment
you,
ever.
D. Allen, I appreciate that.
Well, at least we know it's going to be in the 70s next week. I'm excited. That's comfortable temperatures.
I'm excited to get wet.
Thanks, Herbert.
Yep, thank you.
For that weather report. Now back to the regular news.
Okay, well, this one is really crazy. This one is also in the United Kingdom, you know, because I love my international news.
A lot of crazy things going on in Great Britain.
The headline says, out of the fire, onto the barbecue. Rescued piglets served the UK firefighters.
Oh, man.
This happened in London. They were at that tower.
The Tower of London?
No, not the... that Dremler Tower that, like a shit ton of people died. There was these pigs that they got rescued.
Like the Bay of Pigs invasion.
Young pigs that were saved from a fire in southwest England earlier this year have been served to their rescuers as sausages by the farmer who wanted to thank the firefighters for their efforts. The 18 piglets and two sows were rescued after an electrical fault, which we probably could have helped with, set hay on fire at the Milton Lindbourne, 70 miles west of London in February. And when the pigs were slaughtered, farmer Rachel Rivers said it was appropriate to give the firefighter some of the sausages to show her appreciation. She said, I'm sure vegetarians will hate this. But I wanted to thank them. I promised them at the time I'll bring down some sausages and we'll have bangers and mash. And they were all pleased about it. They're like, hey, well, you just saved your meal. Yeah. You know, it's a
sure
rain check. But a fire check, they call it. So,
only the important news that we talk about.
Well, absolutely. I mean, PETA probably had a field day with that headline.
Yeah.
So, Rachel Rivers, I congratulate you with a giant...
So there you go. That's the news. Oh, and there's a hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah, get out of its way.
I did see that the hurricanes, Harvey and Irma, Fox, with their in-depth coverage, found out that there's a couple who just celebrated their 75th anniversary
named
this
Harvey
week.
And Irma,
right?
Oh, that, yeah.
And they are decrepit.
Oh man,
she's 103 and he's 97.
It's tough to find two people named Harvey and Irma the way it is.
If I was them, and like you know, it depends on their you know quality of life at that point.
Yeah.
I would just be like, let Irma take us. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like euthanasia.
Right. Irma's been killing Harvey all these years yeah. in that marriage. Why not let Why the not hurricane you, yeah. take him out?
Yep, absolutely.
So. Where'd our mics go again? I don't know what's going on.
Hello.
During the break, I'm going to have to work on this. Our mics keep cutting in and out. That's a perfect spot to take a break.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to have karaoke contest this week, too. Mm. Another. Remember the last time we had it?
Yeah.
You won?
Yeah, of course.
With a single vote?
Yeah, one vote.
Well, what did you win with? Robert Goulet's...
No Diggity.
No Diggity, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to do that again this week. So
Black Street Boys.
Coming up during the break, first karaoke song. And you can vote at skooksofhazard@hotmail.com. So
right.
Here you go, karaoke number one. See you in a few minutes.
And begin.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard a little tiny fucking ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day with Gerald on a three-hour tour. A three-hour tour. And when, holy fucking shit, what was that? The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew and Gerald, the minnow would have sank. I mean, the minnow would be lost. The ships that ran on the shore of this uncharted desert isle with Gerald, the skipper too, a billionaire, and his transgender wife, a movie star, the professor, and some bitch named Marianne here on Gilligan's Island. Oh, it's just Gilligan's Isle. It's so. Oh, there's more to the song? They have to make the best of things. It's an uphill climb. This turn, first mate and his skipper too will do their very best to make the others comfortable in the tropic island nest. I don't remember any of these words. No fines, no lies, no more car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be. I forgot all this, so join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile from seven stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Island. It's just Isle.
All right, everybody, we're back with more Skooks of Hazard show. That was Gerald doing Gilligan's Island.
And if you want to vote for Gerald, type Gerald as the subject line in at skooksofhazard@hotmail.com.
And vote for the winner.
And vote for him as the winner.
Vote for me.
Yeah.
You're coming up next.
Yeah.
Next break.
Definitely.
You got a song of your own.
Yeah.
Another theme song.
Yeah, we did theme song karaoke this time. I thought that was kind of interesting.
It's Gilligan's Isle in the words, in the karaoke.
And do you remember, the difference?
Yeah, no. What was the difference?
One has unicorns and the other doesn't.
right. An island is a magical place.
Right, an isle is definitely magical because they had cameras there.
So we're going to do
they filmed the whole thing. It's Survivor.
We're going to do
it as a sitcom, I guess.
We're going to do another hodgepodge segment. We got a couple bits we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
A new game. We have a new game called Guess the Comedian. In which we're going to guess the jokes that we're all reading to each other, what comedian wrote that joke.
Famous comedian.
Then we have top 10 lists. And we have, what are we doing?
The reviews are in.
That's correct.
We did that one maybe about three or four sessions ago, five sessions.
Yeah, that's funny. We're going to read Amazon reviews.
I'm sorry, episode.
We're going to do the game show first, though.
Yeah, let's.
Guess
let's
the comedian.
Paul, you're in, right?
Let's do that.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Of course, we have a theme song for it.
This is so dark.
Is that you?
Yeah, I was a rapper.
You do a lot of our jingles. Oh, guess the comedian. So.
I wanted you to do it, but you're like, no.
Yeah.
You're the best white rapper since Santa.
I have a reputation.
Klaus.
So here we go. Guess the comedian. How's it going to work, Josh? It's
really,
your game. Why don't you explain it?
Really simple game. So we took the time to look up famous jokes by famous comedians, and I'll start by reading the joke. In the best joke voice I can do, yeah. Obviously. You want to deliver it,
right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because you're trying to trip up.
You want to do it justice.
Yeah, absolutely. But
you don't want to do it like the comedian.
Absolutely not. You want to try and do it like some other comedian might want to do it to try and trip them up. And then Eric will guess to see who it is, and then Paul will also make his guess.
And then person with the most points?
Person with the most points.
The awesomest.
Yep. Wins a dark web.
Yeah.
Instead of an internet. We're going dark,
man.
In this show because of the theme song, you know?
Excuse me, I have a cold. So I'm coughing a lot, too. So if I cough a lot during this segment, that's why. So anyway.
Okay, here we go. Guess the comedian, son. All
right. You're going first, right?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
My wife is a saint. She's Gandhi. She walks around in diapers and won't eat.
What? I got to guess who said that?
Yeah. My wife is a saint. She's Gandhi. She walks around in diapers and won't eat.
Oh,
I think I know who that is.
Paul, why, well, I guess go ahead, Paul. I mean,
yeah,
if you
want to guess first, go ahead.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Okay. And
Eric, you're not
going to
say whether it's right or not?
No, you have to guess, and then I'll tell you who's correct.
I'm going to. Did he say Gandhi and shit? Is that
he said
verbatim?
She's Gandhi. She walks around in diapers and won't eat.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go.
She's
with,
a saint.
With,
I didn't know Gandhi was a saint.
I'm going to go with Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison, and you said Rodney,
Rodney Dangerfield.
You are both incorrect.
I kind of figured.
The comedian's name? Bob Saget.
Bob Saget. I'm not too familiar with his jokes.
Neither was I until now.
I went more of a mainstream route. Like, you might know these. These are pretty popular jokes by these comedians.
You know who Bob Saget is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it's not a famous quote of Bob Saget's.
It should be.
A famous joke.
It
should
is now.
Be. Paul, why don't you go?
All right.
Your turn. So far, it's 0-0-0. So,
yeah.
Zero.
Yeah, it's a pretty good game.
Okay.
I don't think you'll get this one. But,
okay.
All right. My grandmother started walking 5 miles a day when she was 60. She's 97 now, and we don't know where the hell she is.
Oh,
I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess Anthony Jeselnik.
And I'm going to guess Gilbert Godfrey.
Wow. No.
not even close.
Nope.
Talking to the mic.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I never would have guessed you would have picked Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay. I kind of picked people that you might think I would pick.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, but that's a good way to
yeah.
not get anybody to get any points.
Well, yeah, because he's
trying to win.
Yeah, he is.
He's trying to win the dark web.
Person with the least amount of points wins.
He was just saying to me the other day he wants to buy another human being, which you can do on the dark web.
Yes, yeah, so you will have that access.
So he's trying to win.
Who wants a password?
All right.
It's probably dark sex.
Did I say that? I wanted to buy a person.
No, I'm kidding.
No.
Okay, it's my turn. There
rent.
You go.
Rent was the word.
Yeah. This is my joke here. My fake plants die. Well, it's not my joke. I shouldn't have
right,
said that.
Right, we know that.
This is my joke I'm reading.
Correct.
It's by another comedian. My fake plants died because I did not pretend to fake water them.
I definitely know who that is.
Okay.
So I'll let you guess first.
I don't.
Josh probably already knows them, so just
well,
maybe you'll get lucky.
Maybe. Right.
No, I don't know. I'm gonna
take a guess.
Any comedian?
Any comedian? Milton Berle. Anyone?
Jerry Lee.
Mom's
Lewis.
Mabley.
Nancy Reagan.
That not a comedian, but okay. Incorrect.
Okay.
Josh.
Was that Mitch Hedberg?
It was Mitch Hedberg.
Oh shit! I get a point.
Hold on, I actually have a sound effect for this. I should use it.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
That's not it. That was a...
Don't hang up on me.
I was trying to do the correct thing, but that was a phone hanging up.
Okay.
All right, Josh, it's your turn.
All right, we're coming around. This is round two. So after round one, I am in the lead with 1 point.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's 1-0-0.
Okay, this one is a little bit longer, okay? So I'm only going to read it once.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
I love women, but I feel like you can't trust some of them. Some of them are liars, you know? Like, I was in the park and I met this girl. She was cute and she had a dog. I went up to her and we started talking. She told me the dog's name. Then I said, "Does he bite?" And she says, "No." And I said, "Oh, yeah? Then how does he eat, liar?"
Excuse me, my tuberculosis cough.
Guess the comedian, son.
Paul, do you have an idea?
Not a clue.
Not a clue? All right, I'll start off, and I will guess. Jeff Ross.
Okay.
Dana Carvey.
I have a feeling we're both wrong.
And that is correct. You are both wrong.
I get half a point.
It was Dimitri Martin.
Oh, ooh. Dimitri Martin.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
He is funny. I think some of his, he uses artwork. And,
sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He draws with both hands.
Right.
And plays guitar and shit. He's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I like him.
Yeah, he's got funny, quite an act.
Funny guy.
All right.
All right, Paul.
Round two.
Round two.
All right. You might get this. I knew a transsexual.
Talking to the mic.
Talking to the mic, Paul. Hey.
I knew a transsexual guy whose only ambition is to eat, drink, and be merry.
that's funny.
Yeah. Fuck.
Transsexual who's, what was it again?
His only ambitions was to eat, drink, and be merry.
I'm going to say Lewis Black.
That's pretty clever turn of words there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Jerry Seinfeld.
Ooh. I don't think he'd be happy with that. Carlin.
Oh, it's Carlin.
Yeah.
George Carlin or Steve Carlin.
George.
Steve Carlin.
Mitch Carlin.
Oh, still 1-0-0.
Still 1-0-0.
Okay. Here's my next joke for you. I'm fucking my own joke up. I went to a restaurant that serves breakfast at any time. I ordered French toast during the Renaissance.
I've heard that.
Oh, man, I don't know.
So guess. What's your guess?
I know his name, but I can't.
That means you don't know it.
Yeah, that means I don't.
I'm going to go with Nate Banditelli.
No, not even close. Paul, your guess. I should be getting points for these thumpers.
I could picture him, the bald guy with the hair on the sides, the one-liners, his whole... damn it.
Time, you got 3 seconds.
And then
Bob. No, I don't know.
Nope. I'll give you one more chance. Incorrect. Nope. Stephen Wright.
Ah,
Stephen
Wright.
Stephen Wright.
Yeah, he's so funny.
One-liners. He's known for them.
He is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your turn.
Round three, and the score is
1-0-0.
And I'm whooping ass.
It's tight. It's a tight race.
All right, you actually may get this one, okay?
Okay.
There's, okay.
I mean, I guess if you know the answer, just shout it out, so.
Right. I was going to get an abortion the other day. I mean, I totally wanted an abortion. It just turns out I was thirsty.
Oh, so I'm going to guess Sarah Silverman.
And then what's your guess?
What's the chick that always says, I fuck black guys, that's what I do?
Roseanne.
No.
I don't know.
Joy Behar.
No, but I could see her saying
Whoopi
that.
Goldberg.
Okay, so are you
going to... All right, go ahead. I don't know.
I think I got it right.
You did?
Oh,
did you really?
Yes.
Sarah Silverman.
Wow.
It is 1-1.
She was thirsty. Instead, she had an abortion.
Well, I was thinking, you know, what famous
right.
female comedians are there? The only one that
well,
came
hey,
to mind
man,
was Sarah Silverman.
There's tons of famous
no, don't get me
female
wrong.
Comedians. I think they're awesome. You
that
know?
Are vulgar like that.
I like their body
that's
parts.
A short list. Not and saying chicks aren't funny, because there's a lot of funny ones out there.
Absolutely. We're not misogynistic joke tellers,
no,
you know?
No,
we're
no. Just... Women are fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna do our the penis apologies.
It's Paul's.
You know, it's an offshoot of the the vagina monologues.
Paul, you're up, buddy.
All right.
This is getting fucking close.
This you'll get, I think. The depressing thing about tennis is that no matter how much I play, I'll never be as good as a wall.
Oh.
I'll never be as good as a wall.
It's Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah.
I got two.
I didn't even have a chance to guess.
Sorry, man.
It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter unless I would have guessed.
Because I knew,
Hedberg.
And I knew, you know, when I said it, you'd know that I knew
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So there's no,
I
you
could
know.
Still come back and tie it with your joke.
You could still come back and tie it with my joke.
That's correct.
Okay, this one is for all. If no one gets this, well, if Josh doesn't get this, I win.
That's correct.
I can buy that human being I had my eyes on.
You had your eyes
on the dark web. Here we go. Now listen carefully.
Okay.
42-year-old Richard Swanson reportedly set out to dribble a soccer ball from Seattle to Brazil, thereby cementing his legacy and having his name and accomplishment etched into the Guinness Book of fucking retards. Okay. Okay.
That sounds
who
like
said that?
A...
Whose joke is that? For the win, or the tie, actually.
Earl Skankle.
No. It is not Earl Skankle. Paul? Fuck. This could end in a three-way tie if Paul gets... Well, no, I have two. So it doesn't matter what your guess is, Paul.
Yeah. Just guess something. Into the mic, though.
Yeah.
Just say Norm MacDonald.
It was Norm MacDonald?
Ding, ding, ding. You,
Holy shit.
You and Josh Ty. It didn't matter.
I don't know where that just came out of nowhere.
Totally.
So there's that. I won.
All right. So Eric wins the very first Guess the Comedian.
That was super exciting.
Moving on.
I wish I had some sound effects to... Oh, here we go. Let's try this. Thank you.
Yeah, congrats on that.
It's only 30 seconds late. Oh, no, they're all playing. No, the show isn't over yet. We still have more hodgepodge to do. Hodgepodge. Now we're up to what was the next thing we were doing here, Josh?
Top 10 list.
Top 10 list. Correct. And we have a jingle for that.
Of course we do.
Of course we have a jingle for everything. Here we go.
Top 10 list. Top 10 list. Top 10 list.
The heaviest jingle we've ever done. Oh my goodness. That sounded like you too. Oh, damn it. I don't know what's going on with my sound effects today. Sorry about that. We already played Guess the Comedian. This is top 10 list. So who wants to go first, Josh? You, me, Paul?
You have two to read.
I got
and
two.
We both
read.
Have one. So I might as well start it.
I'll
Can
go
I have
first.
The one that you wrote, please?
Yeah. It's right here. Okay. There's nine on the front and one on the back. I got to find, where's the top 10 list you gave me?
Right here.
Huh? No, not you, him. Oh. My son drew all over it. Okay. Here it is. I'm going to go start with Josh. Then I got Paul's. Paul, you're going to read one of Josh's. And then Josh, you could finish up with mine. Okay, Josh's is the top 10 worst skywriting messages. And I'm seeing these for the first time. So that ought to be pretty funny. Here we go. Number 10. AssholesYouSkywriting.com. Number 9. Meat is murder still. What? Why spend the money?
It's worst.
8. Vote for Kid Rock for Senate. Yeah, that's... No. 7. Eat a big fat dick, Sean. Now, that's worth it. I would pay to have that written in the sky.
Yeah.
Number 6. Give me Dorothy. I don't get it.
Well, that's what the witch wrote in The Wizard of Oz. Like,
oh,
that's,
did she?
Yeah, that's the worst.
Oh.
You know, like, give me Dorothy.
Right.
Why would you waste, you know, broom payments? You know, like,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's like, she was a whore.
Number 5. I gave you chlamydia, Stan. Sorry. You know, a nice card would have done suffice there.
But skywriting
but
means
you
mean it.
Yeah, now everyone knows.
Yeah.
4. This is a chemtrail message. That's a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
3. If you can read this, you're looking up. Well, that's just a
that's
matter
great.
Of fact. 2. This pilot is really drunk, and that message is very sloppily written. Number 1. We should have a drum roll, but I don't think I have a drum roll anymore. Number 1. Help me, for fuck's sake. That's a message from a kidnapped person. That's good.
Who also is flying a plane that can spell well.
Exactly. Paul, you're up.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I want you to read Josh's second one. Josh wrote 2, and I wrote 1, and you wrote 1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you read that one, I'll read this one, and then Josh can read mine.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right. It's yours, right?
Yes.
The top 10 worst cologne or perfume names.
The top 10 worst cologne or perfume names. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Number 10, Fupa.
Fupa.
It smells like the fat up my pussy area.
Wow.
I could just see the commercial where it'd be like, FUPA.
And it's like misting.
Yeah.
And, you're like,
and it's all in black and white.
It just kind of like,
FUPA. Okay, number nine.
Wow. Number nine, Thunder Thighs.
Thunder Thighs. It's a musty cologne.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Number eight, Colon Gay.
Oh, Colon Gay.
It's German for cologne.
Oh.
Or French, I mean.
Okay.
Number seven.
Well, it's spelled C-O-L-O-N hyphen G-A or G-E with the...
Yeah, yeah, the thing.
The accent
over
on the
right.
A.
Go
e.
ahead.
Yeah, E.
Seven.
Number seven. C-K Deuce.
C-K Deuce.
Smells like Calvin Klein took your shit.
Number six.
Urining.
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
That's a new word, but it's...
Urining.
It's missed. It's... I don't know.
Like,
I mean,
you
it's
want it so bad, you
mystical.
Piss yourself to have it. You know?
Because you never heard that word before, but the more you think about it, the more disgusting it is.
The urinating.
Go ahead.
Number five, fumes.
We found some fumes and we bottled them.
Who wants a mesquite burger?
Number four, giblets and drippings.
Oh, ew.
God.
That's terrible.
Yeah, you bottle up the turkey drippings and you'll attract
things.
It's a very thick
things.
Cologne. It's a gravy like. Good.
Number three, hot dog juice.
Hot dog juice. Oh, smell like the bottom of a kettle, you know?
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Number two, whores.
Whores.
Oh, that's
top,
basically like.
Yeah, that's like.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And a Nicole Smith cologne.
This makes you feel sticky. And the top, the number one.
Number
worst
one.
Worst cologne perfume name is Perfume for Men.
Perfume, yeah, that's weird. I wouldn't buy that.
No. It's called CK1. What are you talking about? You own it.
Right.
Unisex.
All right, next one. Moving on. Top 10 apps for people.
No.
Why? Well, that's wrong. I'm reading the wrong thing here. This is actually the top 10 worst people to drive NASCAR.
Okay.
Okay. Here
Let's
we
get
go.
Into it.
Top 10 worst people to drive NASCAR. 10, O.J. Simpson.
He gets caught.
He's sponsored by a knife company.
Yeah. Ginsu.
Ginsu.
He drives the Ginsu. I don't know, number one car.
Number nine, Lindsay Lohan.
And Herbie the Love Bug. But she's all drunk and fucking.
These are real people that should not be driving NASCAR. Number eight, Barbara Bush. Well, it's just because she's old.
Well, and she killed a guy.
Yeah. Did she really?
Yeah.
I with a car. That.
Yeah.
A NASCAR.
NASCAR.
Every week she drives into the stands. Number seven, my grandpa.
Okay.
Number six, your grandpa.
Nice.
Number five, Princess Diana. Boo. Boo.
Too old.
Shame on you. That was just her anniversary.
Yeah, come on.
Four, Harriet Winslow.
It's topical. People like
Harriet
it.
Winslow. Where do I know that name from?
From
Family Matters.
Family Matters.
That was that out of left field there. Three, SpongeBob SquarePants. Well, the good thing is if he's in an accident, he's very absorbent.
Yep.
He'll probably survive.
He'll absorb all the, you know,
he's
spilled fluids, you know, the spilled fluids.
Number two, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Beaver.
Oh, Beaver. Okay, I thought that's what you said.
And number one, Paul Walker. That's terrible, Paul. Oh, my dear God. That's not right. Go
well,
ahead.
If he were to survive, he would have had to use a Paul Walker to get around.
He would have been a Walker spokesman.
Or a DJ Jazzy
Get yourself
Jeff.
The Paul Walker Walker.
All right, we have one final top 10 list.
Top 10 list.
Okay, we got the top 10 worst stripper club names.
Ooh.
Number 10, the Grease Bucket.
Nice.
Uh-huh. The Grease Bucket. Yeah, I don't want to go there.
Number 9, the Den of Limp Dicks.
Again, not doesn't it's have not a very ideal. Appealing name.
Right. Number 8, Rusty's Chicken Wing and Stripper Joint.
That's not good either. Well, I guess I would go there. You see titties and get some delicious wings.
Yeah, it's right across the street from Tommy's Breast and Thigh Shack. Number 7, the Hairy Beaver. Wow. Formerly known as Justin Beaver. Number 6, the C-section.
Oh, wow.
Nah. I'll pass.
Yeah. Oh, Christ. I'm getting like flashbacks from the first time we went.
Yeah?
Nope. Number 5, the mysterious stain.
That's toilet humor.
I'm going to take a break from the rest of yours for a moment, but they did a funny one for It's Always Sunny.
Uh-huh.
There was an episode called Frank's Brother, and they went back in time to the 70s, and they owned a club called Shadynasties. But when you read it, it says Shady Nasty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
All right.
What number are we at?
Number 4. Dicks, Cocks, and Schlongs.
Yeah, not a good name
for
a stripper club. Dicks, Cocks, and Schlongs. Mm-mm. Fire the guy who came up with that. Go ahead.
You came up with that.
All right.
Number 3, the Boner Killer.
Yeah, not good.
Mm-hmm. Murder Boner. Anyway. Number 2.
Number 2.
Uncle Eric's Fuck Shack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like it, but...
That has a name that is definitely... You're going to get shut down.
Yeah.
I think you're doing prostitution.
Right.
Tuition.
And it's just so...
Prostituition. Yep.
The Fuck Shack.
Number 1. Strippers Tastefully Dancing, otherwise known as STDs.
Yeah, that's awful. Awful name for a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on. Now what are we doing?
Excellent top 10 sesh.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. So now let's slide on into Amazon reviews, right?
Yep.
I got to find the Amazon review thing, the top 10 list. All right, okay. What? The theme song.
Yeah, the theme song.
I'm reading. Where is it? Hold on.
All right. Well, how you doing, Paul?
Yeah,
I'm doing great.
Just talk amongst yourself.
I'm doing pretty well.
All right, shut the fuck up. I got it.
Great.
It's Celtic.
Come listen up. Reviews are in. We're going to say them to you. I'll play them and I'll fiddle and I'll shit and I'll spittle. Come on down now. The reviews are in.
Now, this is where, I know you've never taken part of this, Paul.
No.
But this is where we review, read Amazon reviews
for various products.
For various products.
The last time we did it, we found some, we figured out how Amazon is like a drug dealer. They sell that Coco Loco, cocoa powder stimulant sniffing thing.
What?
They never sell like purple drink, which is basically just cough syrup that gets you all fucking whacked. And
wow.
They sell whippets.
Yeah, they do sell whippets.
And dickhead masks.
So should we start with we're going to go a little different route this time. We're going to leave a review.
We're going to leave a review for all of them.
Yeah, we're going to leave a review for all of them, but because this one has no reviews. Now, the joke last time was that we were reading other people's. What's happening to our mics again?
Oh, no.
What we did was we read other people's reviews, so we're going to write our own reviews now. This time. It's a twist. It's what they call a twist in the business.
The old twist-a-roo.
So this first product is the Gigamax high-quality electric cock ring.
Electric cock male sex toy.
It's an electric cock ring. It doesn't sound appealing whatsoever.
I don't think I'd want a current.
Yeah, I don't want electricity anywhere near my penis and testicles. But anyway, this is a real product.
Right.
So there's no reviews.
Well, let's read a little bit about it so the folks at home can tell exactly what it does.
I don't think that they really care what it does.
You can actually use lubricant with it, which is nice.
Oh, you won't get shocked.
Nope.
Right.
Your chances go way down.
Yeah. It's just basically a thing you slide on your cock
and then
and
what
shock
happens?
It. That's it.
I thought it prevents you from coming.
Oh, is that what it does?
I don't know. Let's find out.
We need to write a review for this.
No, that's questions and answers.
Oh, write a customer review.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to have to sign in.
Definitely.
Okay.
You're going to do this one. You could do the next one, and I'll do the final one, okay?
Guess what? I don't have a password.
That sucks.
To get into Amazon because I don't use Amazon.
Okay. Well,
the
then...
only person on earth. Here, right here. We can do it as a guest. Okay.
Okay.
So let's write a review for the Giga Max cock ring.
On Amazon.
On Amazon. Ouch.
You can't get this Prime, though.
Yeah. Ouch. I've fried my penis. Can I get a refund? No. We'll put that in. There we go. Okay. Fried my penis. Can I get a refund? Let's move on.
Okay.
Because I can't get into Amazon properly. And I'm ad-libbing now.
The next two have actual reviews we can read.
Yeah, let's read. I think that twist that we tried didn't work out so well.
The old twisteroo.
Because we didn't plan ahead.
I don't trust it.
There goes the mics again. Oh. I need a new board. If anybody wants to donate money to the show, you can.
You can wire transfer it to scoopsahazard at hotmail.com.
Right. Playtex Sport. Oh, my God. Hello. Okay.
5 stars.
Playtex Support.
No, right there. The first one. Yeah, bickety bam.
Oh, so we're going to read reviews for some tampons.
Let's see what these ladies said. You
Let's
know?
See how
keep
this
going.
Keep going.
Down. Yeah, it's down
it's
further.
It's way down here.
Way down. Is Dude, there... it's a fucking...
There's one.
No.
There's one review.
And what does it say?
It says, my daughter liked it. I guess that's all you need.
Yeah, her daughter can't write the review herself because she's under 18, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
One of one. It's showing one of one. This segment is not doing so hot. STD.
What are you talking about? That was hilarious.
STD medication.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the actual thing I'm looking up here? Mm-hmm. You can buy that on Amazon.
No, we're looking for the book. Yes, right there.
Oh, the book.
Yes.
The good news about the bad news. Herpes, everything you need to know. Paperback edition. This is an actual book written by Terry Warren.
Yes. And how much can we get this for?
For the low, low price of $15.83.
$15.83, or you can buy it for $9.99 on Kindle. Those of you who go paperless now, which is nice because of the trees and whatnot.
I wonder if they have, like, the audiobook. And who would be reading that?
Listening to that.
There people, we went out again.
People with herpes and things to do.
People with herpes. That's the bad news.
This segment was doomed from the start.
Here's the good news. The first top customer review says, excellent information and an easy read. I recently started dating someone with herpes and do not have it myself, and this has helped me thoroughly understand the risks, ways I can protect myself, how to have conversations about it, psychological aspects of acquiring herpes and more. This is what I wish sex ed was like in school. Real information about risks with no exaggeration, shame, or finger mongering.
Finger mongering.
Fear mongering.
Fear mongering. Jesus.
Fear fingering. All right.
The mics are out. I think.
No, we're in.
You know what would be weird if the mics aren't actually going out, like on the recording, but I'm yelling about mics that are going out?
All right. Anyway, listen to this. By. This one's by AGG or AJGRN. As much as I cried reading this, I learned so much about ways to deal with both the physical and emotional turmoil. Does that say tubs? Infection?
I don't even know where you're at anymore.
I'm right here where it says excellent. Here's hoping she's correct and there will be brighter days.
Ouch.
That sucks having herpes, I guess.
I am slamming the brakes on this segment because my mic's out. My mic's out again.
All right. Well,
and I don't know what's going on.
All right. Well, here, we're going to do another karaoke sesh.
This is how professional this fucking show is.
Yep.
We got technical difficulties.
And we still
and
kick
we're
ass.
We're sticking with it.
Yep.
All right. Here's Josh's karaoke as Mitchell, right?
And begin.
Enjoy this, and we'll see you after the break. If you're still with us. Oh, dear.
Seriously,
God.
We're going now.
Yeah, honey. Thank you for being a friend. travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a comrade. Now you're a confidant. And if you threw a party and invited Mitchell to come over, you would see the biggest gift would be from me, and a card attached would say, thank you for being a friend. Yeah, Mitchell out. Bitch.
All right, everybody, we're back. Third segment of the Skooks of Hazzard show. How's everybody doing?
If you want to vote for Mitchell, vote. All you have to do is go to skookshazardhotmail.com and type Mitchell in the subject line.
Or if you want Gerald, you pick Gerald.
You type Mitchell choice. In the subject line and vote for Gerald.
It's your choice. And whoever wins gets a, what is it? What's the prize? A dark web?
Dark web.
Then you can buy that human being, Josh.
Yeah.
I don't know what else the dark web's used for besides buying human beings.
I'm sure you could buy, you know, rugs of the D variety. Maybe. You know?
Maybe, yeah. Huh. All right, look.
See how shady I was?
We're going to do the last thing here. Actually, you know, this is quite topical. Hurricane Irma's blowing through Florida right now, and we actually have two Schuylkill County residents on the phone that are calling from the storm itself. So let me answer this here. Oh, I believe it's the Chendo brothers I have on the phone here.
Hello.
Can you guys hear me?
Barely.
Where are you guys?
We're in Florida.
You know, Florida, United States of America.
What are you doing in Florida?
This is Tony Chendo, by the way. We were down here. We wanted to take a tour of the Yuengling Brewery because, you know, we've been to the one in Pottsville before, but never this one. So we wanted to come down and check it out.
And you decided to stay?
Huge mistake.
I mean, you could just come home.
Eric, I don't know if we can get a flight home or what. This is serious shit down here.
We really love this beer. And if this place goes down, we're going down with it, Eric.
I agree.
Well, I mean, I can appreciate that kind of dedication.
Tony Chendo loves the Yuengling Lager. Don't you mistake that, sir.
But it just seems odd that you know.
What?
You're down there visiting. You don't live there. I know it's hard for you to hear.
Oh, my God. A homeless person just blew away.
I don't know why you decided to stay
for the storm.
I know Cuban sandwiches are popular down here too, and I'm not really racist. I'm just from Chendo.
you don't live there. You have no reason to be there. I don't understand this at all.
It's just something we always had a dream of doing, and now we got that chance. So, I just wanted to say hey.
Oh, you just wanted to say hey?
Yeah.
We had to call in.
Yeah, we figure we call in and give you some live coverage because this place is fucking crazy.
It sounds pretty
some
crazy.
Some people never even had Holuchki.
Well, I'm going to go, and you guys just stay safe, okay?
No, can you do me a favor?
What?
Can you go over to, what's that restaurant over there in Gilbert? Gilberton.
I have no idea.
It's the only one over there. Tell him Tony Chendo says, fuck you.
All right.
Put too much coleslaw on my sandwich.
All right, I got to go. I got a show to run. Did you guys hear any of that?
I thought it was nuts.
It was crazy.
I fear for those guys' lives. I don't think they understand like the jeopardy they're in.
I thought you guys were going to chime in at any time during that.
No, man. I was
bracing myself.
I was shell-shocked.
It sounded
pretty
scary.
Especially when the homeless guy took off.
Oh, my God. When that happened.
But, gee.
At least nothing happened to Mickey Mouse yet, you know?
That's right. Okay. I think this is a good time to stop the show.
Me too.
Episode 53. It was pretty funny. Wow. Paul, thanks
nice
for coming in.
Yeah, thank
no
you,
problem.
Paul. That was awesome.
Nice
was,
to have you and hang out for the day.
You know, it was a cum blast from the past.
Tripping the Wayback Machine.
Yeah, you're sticking to us now.
All right, everybody. vote for your favorite karaoke song.
Mitchell.
At skooksofhazard@hotmail.com. And we'll see everybody next time.
Episode
Peace.
54. Fuck your ass.
The Skooks of Hazard Show. Skooks of Hazzard Show.